Okay, so this is a decade of difference. And for those who don't know, we call it that. Well, a good friend of mine decided that we should call it that because we have different perspectives, my cousin and I, and we're 10 years apart. You can try to figure out who's,
Are you gonna do that every episode?
Yes, I think so.
Is that gonna be
That's
your
my go-to.
that's your trademark
That's my
now?
tra I'm copywriting it.
Hashtag.
Hashtag guess who?
All right, let's jump right into the meat and potatoes. Yes, I did. Why do you just get to do it? I don't.
Well, you've coined that so many times. Okay, that's yours. You can keep it. Is that your lip? Oh, yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I was just wondering what that was, that shadow.
Did you want me to remove it?
No,
Okay.
you do what you have to.
All right.
I think we have to speak a little bit louder. Oh
Hello?
my God. Okay. Hi there.
It's just been one of them weeks, y'all. You know how it goes. Anyhow, so today, did you want to do the two, or did you just want to?
No, I'll just do the one.
Okay, so we had a couple of viewers write in and request a few topics be covered, and we did agree to one of them today. The person wants to remain anonymous, so we'll respect that. The topic is on infidelity and relationships. You want to pull out your phone so that we can jump right in and talk about the question that was
Well, I
posed.
guess that's the question. Is it infidelity, right?
Oh, so like he's going to give a scenario.
Well, yeah, there's a scenario, and to decide if this was, is this considered infidelity?
What he did.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So let's get right into it. So.
Okay, so basically, the scenario is he has a fiance, and they were going through a rough patch a couple years ago, and he had a friend of a girl friend, and not a girlfriend, a
A friend that's
friend
a
that's a
girl.
girl.
Okay.
Okay. Whew. Okay.
I was like, ooh,
And
that's.
to make a long story short, they were communicating, and in one of their text messaging or messages, the person said, the person referred to his fiance as it, and he didn't correct her. And
It.
yes, the long story short, his fiance saw these text messages or messages, and she can't get over it because she thinks it's like infidelity.
I have so many questions.
Okay. Well,
So,
I can't answer because remember, I don't know what the messages contained.
he didn't show you what he
No.
wrote or what she
No,
saw.
I didn't. I asked, but there's no mess. It was 2 years ago, so there's no messages.
Okay. So, let's it. So this is a conversation that he was having with this friend that's a girl multiple times because she must feel, or she must have felt comfortable
I
enough.
tried to ask like what the context of these conversations were, but I said, well, then what was the worst thing that was said? And that was the worst thing that was said.
How did the fiance find the messages?
His phone was open and his daughter had his phone, like his 2-year-old daughter had his phone, and she was bringing it to her mom to put on YouTube, and so the chat was opened. So it wasn't that she was snooping in his phone.
Again, I have so many
I know, and
questions.
I can't answer them because it wasn't me, and this is all I got.
Hmm.
So I guess basically, that's just the summary of what happened. Is this offense forgivable? Do you feel it's infidelity? Because that's what his
Yeah, but did he defend his
fiance.
fiance? Did he?
No, he says he's not proud of it. Like he's admitting, complete he's taking responsibility. Like,
how is he taking responsibility?
Well, he's admitting that it was wrong.
We all know that. The world knows that it's wrong. But how is he, what steps is he taking to take responsibility to show his fiance that he was absolutely...
I'm pretty sure he's not talking to this person anymore.
Well, that's a start. Okay, person who wrote in, there's more that needs to be, I guess, talked about in terms of, you know, facts and what happened. I mean,
okay, let's just, okay, generalize, because clearly the person's not, the person wants to remain anonymous.
Right.
So they're not gonna message.
Well, they'll message your inbox, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe we'll do like a part two. The updated version. No, I'm just joking.
No, we just need to... What is your stance on this? Say it was you.
If it was
He just wants our opinion.
Okay.
So.
He has... My personal opinion is that he was absolutely in the wrong for... First of all, you cannot control what somebody else is going to say. So if I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, first of all, he shouldn't be speaking to another woman about his marital issues or his relationship with his fiance. However, I get that some people are friends or have friendships, and so they bounce ideas or conversations off of each other, and they can be completely platonic at times, so it's not impossible. But the moment that the friend that's a girl decided to disrespect your fiance, that's a whole different topic. Like, how does she feel comfortable enough to do that? And why did you not put her in her place immediately to let her know that she's way out of line? That would be number one. Number two, I would have to see what his responses were to understand where that the inappropriateness of the fiance feels like, where, no, that's a deal breaker. I cannot move on with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the severity of it is obviously going to be in the dialogue. So if he shut it down quickly, or if he was just like, you know, didn't really say anything to defend,
I asked, he didn't defend, and he didn't say anything.
So then he's in the wrong, because if I were to be reading something like that, I think that would be the most hurtful for me, is that, again, I understand that some women will just be petty, and, you know, you cannot control what comes out of somebody else's mouth. However, if the person, my frontline person, is not defending me, or is almost in agreeance to the disrespect that another person is putting forward to me, that's huge. How do I trust you? How do I, like, if you guys are comfortable to speak about me on that level, what else has been talked about? What else are you going to say? What else have you, you know, done behind my back that I don't know about and are comfortable doing that? Like, how can you respect me? How can you love me? How can you say that I'm supposed to spend my life with you and marry you and share a family with you, and this is what you're doing behind my back?
Okay, so I understand.
Yeah.
However, I'm just saying, so that's just like, that's it? Like,
again, it's so loaded. There's so many things, there's details that would need to be figured out. But yeah, for me, I think if I can't trust you, there's not much left. Like, because trust, for me, is almost before love. Like, I can love my friends. I can love, you know, I can love people in my life that I'm not intimate with or that I don't have a relationship with. I can, that's, you know, love is love. But trust is a different level of respect. It's like, I don't just trust anybody. You earn that. You know, you have positions in people's lives for a reason. If you're my fiance, you're there for a reason. You earn that position. So if I can't even trust you now to think that, you know, we're going through tough times or tough moments, and we're, you know, whichever relationship does, I now have to watch my back and worry about what you're going to do in that aspect, or who you're going to talk to, and what you're going to say to these people, and how you're going to throw me under the bus and disrespect me and allow other people to disrespect me too. Yeah, no, that's a big red flag. That's huge. And for women, like I was telling you before, it's not so much the intimacy, it's the emotional aspect. It's like, women can do without sex for a really long time, most women, but the emotional connection is what we crave and what is important to us. Like, you know, if we connect with somebody emotionally, that's sometimes much more important than the physical aspect. Whereas with men, it's kind of the opposite. Like, they're more physical beings where they want, you know, they can have that intimacy with no strings, without that emotional attachment. They can just kind of just, you know, sleep with somebody without any type of attachment.
Some women
are
like that too.
I understand. I'm just saying in general, you know.
I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, I know. Majority.
You know, the emotional, yeah. It's really, for a woman, the emotional connection is everything. So if I'm finding that my fiance is having an emotional connection with another woman.
But we don't know. Remember, we don't have the complete, he didn't tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
But keep going. Sorry.
No, that's kind of what it is. Like, I mean, my big thing is trust. If I can't trust you, we don't have much left, right? So.
But then, okay. So your stance is, from the moment you just saw that, it was a breach of trust.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to tell us how you really?
No,
feel?
Absolutely. Like, I would be looking for. That's devastating. First of all, reading that. I could just imagine what she felt. And then on top of that, okay, again, I'm going to go back to, you cannot control what somebody else is going to say or do, but you're looking for your loved one or your person to fix it as much as they can, whether that's through defense, whether that's, yo, listen, all jokes aside, just don't talk about her like that, or just, you know, don't call her that. Just something just to kind of bring it down so that it puts the other person in a state where they overstand their limits. Right now, you just pushed a boundary. You should not be calling my fiance it. Who's what? Like, that's... Who does...
I don't know where to put my face.
I can't. I'm not... That's big. Because if... Like, it might not... It might sound trivial, but then when I think about how I would feel...
But okay, okay. Absolutely. But it's already admitted that... Yes, it's already been... frowned upon. Okay, like, it's already admitted. Okay. So that's already, he already admitted that, not proud. He admits that was horrible. Like, yes, wrong. Like, all of it. Okay, so let's move on. Is that just not forgivable?
It's when you break trust, man. It's hard to get back.
So you're basically saying, I'm just making sure. So you're saying this is not in his control, and I get it. She said what she said. But because he didn't defend, trust is broken?
I'm not naive to think that that would be the only conversation they had where she felt comfortable enough to call her it. They must have been having some sort of other conversations from time, son. Like,
I just don't want to spit out my coffee.
Well, I'm keeping it all the way real, and that's how women think. We connect the dots. We
overanalyze.
Yes. So it's
so
like,
it's not connecting dots. We'll find dots that don't exist, because that's how we are. We're like CSI,
right? And so this is what men don't understand. It's like, it's never sometimes the actual,
like,
act.
We'll extrapolate all the data,
and that's the part that hurts the most is. The intention and the action before the actual interaction that happened that was caught. It's like, it's never just the one conversation. It was, oh, wait.
I guess that's the problem. So if we're just going to go by the information that was received, right? So let's just keep, the information is, person wrote in, wanted our opinion on his fiance. He was having problems with his fiance at the time, and he had a friend that happens to be a girl, a close friend, and they were having a conversation, and the girl referred to his fiance as it.
I can't even.
Okay, and admittedly, he says he's not proud and very upset that, you know, like, of course, he's very sorry that that happened, that he didn't defend.
Or was he sorry that he got caught?
Oh, God.
We're just keeping it real, right? Because would it have continued if the phone was not left open and the scenario happened where he got caught? And was it happening before that, where multiple times maybe there were different names being used or different scenarios that came up and it continued to happen because it wasn't caught?
We have to go by the facts that were presented.
Okay, so let's switch it to you now. So
the facts
how
present,
do you feel about it? What's your stance on it?
Yeah, of course, I would be extremely upset about, like, yeah, and I'm going to be asking probing questions, like, why does she feel comfortable calling me that, and, you know, why are you allowing that to happen? And of course, I, you know, like you just said, you're going to be like, there has to be more.
But would there be an answer that he could give you that would be suffice to say, okay, you know what, it sucks what you did, it sucks the scenario, whatever, but I can forgive you and we can move on from this?
Yes.
What would be that answer?
Huh? Pardon?
What would be, like, what would he have to say to you to make that suffice? What would he have to do to...
I would need some time and space.
How much time?
I'm not sure.
How much space?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'd have, you know... I would need some time. I'm into forgiveness.
So am I, but it, that doesn't mean that you need to be...
Oh, it only went on for 3 days.
Did he say only? Hold on, I need a break.
Can you not break? Well, there's no breaks.
Did he say it only went on for 3 days?
Yeah.
What only went on for three? The conversation? Or... I'm not clear.
I guess, because you asked, didn't you ask how long... They were talking. So how long was this back and forth? So it's 3 days.
And so during the duration of the 3 days, it just so happened that this friend that was a girl called her it once? Or was that the name that they chose to use the entire dialogue?
Okay, well, we'll have to wait. I'm not sure.
Ooh, remember, this is interesting. Moral of the story.
Could you forgive? See... The reason why I'm saying I could forgive is because I'm on to this new forgiveness thing. And I'm not holding on to... It's too heavy for me.
What does that mean? Does that mean we can carry on together as a couple and move forward? Or does that mean I forgive you, but we're done? Like, that was your ex, and I don't want to... Like,
well, it would have... It would obviously can't... I don't know if there's absolutes. You know, like, you'd have to figure out, like, okay, I might forgive you, but I'm not going to throw away a whole relationship based on it.
Right, and I don't know if that would be... I don't know if that...
Once
what?
The it was used.
So then she... What else did she read that was so severe?
That was it.
He's got to be more honest than that. That's...
No pun intended.
There's more to that. I'm sorry. I don't know if, like, I honestly believe that she's going to read that one thing and it's going to create this we're done for life type of deal. Let's keep it all the way real.
No, but I don't think it was like this, we're done for life. I think she can't get over it. Like, it keeps replaying, I guess, in her brain.
Hey, and every woman is different. So maybe this was a trigger for her in her previous relationship. Maybe she's had a series of relationships where she was cheated on, and this one was like, no matter what, any sign of it, I'm out. Like, you just never know what are deal breakers for a woman and what are things that, you know, are really highly affected things that happen to a woman. Because if you're coming from a history of being cheated on, or there's been a lot of infidelity in your previous relationships, you know what you don't want. So when that kind of presents itself in the next one, you're out. You're not trying to spend 10 years or 20 years or however long you did in the previous one. That's like, I'm done with this. I put my time in with that. I don't want anything.
Well, you brought up a good thing. Some people are, yeah, like, deal breakers. There are, like, cheating, physical cheating. Some people are emotional cheating. Some people are disrespect. Right? Or like what you said, trust. And I agree with you with that. Like, trust is more important than love.
For sure.
For me.
Me too.
Like, I have to trust you, and when that trust is broken,
I don't respect you. Very difficult.
Very difficult to get back.
That's right. It's like the integrity. I've always used that integrity thing with an orange. It will never be the same. It's never going to be the same as it once was in its original state, right? So that's kind of the same way I look at trust. It's like you have this perfect thing until you prick at it, and these little holes you keep putting into it, and the integrity of that respect or that trust is never the same once you breach it. It's really difficult to look at somebody the same way when they breach your trust. That's how I feel, man. Like, and I cannot look. It doesn't matter if it's a man, woman, you know, anybody.
If you
really
were gonna say beast, I was out of here.
There's no out of here. There's no breaks.
Well, we'll see.
So it's tough. I mean, relationships are hard enough as it is at times, and you know,
I guess the question, I guess this person who is asking this question and our perspective on it, it's just really comes down to the other aspects of the relationship and how strong those other aspects are. Because, yeah, everyone makes mistakes, right? You know, some things aren't like as complete. I'm walking away because this happened.
And yes, and then there's different dynamics too. Like, you have children together, you have bought a home together, you have assets together. Like, it's not just so easy to just be like, oh, I read this email, I don't like it, I'm uncomfortable with it, deuces, we're out. Like, you know, sometimes people are forced to stay in something that they don't really want to stay in.
That's another issue.
Yeah.
We could talk about, because I don't agree with that. But yeah, for sure. That's a big one.
Right? So there's different layers, there's different dynamics, but you don't want to be with somebody who's forced to be with you. So if you're living in a situation where you know that the person that you're living with is feeling that way, like, let's say the fiance, for example, is feeling like the relationship is done or the trust is breached and she can't get over it, but she's forced to stay in it because of children or because of finances or whatever the case may be, then that becomes a whole different demon as well, because then now you're living in a resentment or a resentful type of situation. It's tense, it's intense,
it's not good for anybody. Like, it's not good for, like, okay, a person that does something, you know, you can't keep being punished and punished and punished and punished, right?
Right? But then it's like,
but then, yeah.
How do you authentically really forgive,
right,
when your heart has a hole in it?
Because you have to. I know it sucks.
And that's the work. It takes work,
yeah,
on both sides.
You actually have to forgive. And forgive is just, it's kind of like selfishly based, because
it's really for
you.
Self.
It's,
yeah,
for you. Because you don't want to hold on to that. You don't want to keep replaying it. You don't want to live there. So you forgive. You thank the person for the lesson and wish them well.
But what happens if the person's living in your house? You wish them well from upstairs?
You text them. Hey, you, I forgive
you.
That's
hard. It's hard.
But don't talk to me.
Well, this is it, right? Or you're passing the person straight and you guys aren't talking, or in an environment where you have children and you're not co-parent. Like, it's a difficult situation. It's always, always easier when you can separate energies and have your own place
to retreat
from.
You need some time.
It's really hard to be in the same house with somebody that you're not vibing with, or you're not, you know, vibrating.
You keep reliving.
Yeah, and their mere existence is bothering you. Like, you know, you're trying to avoid the encounter at all times, making sure that your schedule's, like, you know, different than theirs, and then you're not going to meet up, or like, it's just a lot of work and it's exhausting. I remember, let me not go there, but yeah, it's hard. It's hard and it sucks and it doesn't feel good on either side, and the children are definitely going to pick up on it, and it's not nice.
I think life is too short at the end of the day to be unhappy.
Right there. There's the keynote.
It's too short. So if you're going to just, I don't know, I always use that reference of the square peg, like, you know, trying to go in a square peg in a round hole, it doesn't fit. sometimes you just have to be like, life is really precious, and we don't, it's, you know, I don't want to spend a day being like, it's hard enough, life is challenging enough, I don't want to spend a day arguing with anybody or being upset with anyone, and it's a lot of stress.
Yeah. So, you know, I am a firm believer of being responsible for the energy that you bring into a space. And so if you brought that energy into, that's where I was kind of going there.
Yeah, one person can't be like pro and the other is con, and you're not going to get anywhere. So you both have to be willing to make it work. Sometimes if it doesn't work, just okay.
But if she's telling you that she's done and wanting to move on, you should listen. Most women will tell you that because they mean it.
And maybe it's just for now. Like,
no, most women will tell you.
Okay, then.
I'm keeping it real. If we're trying to be helpful and not just, you know, put a Band-Aid or, you know, dance around the cake or whatever, it's like, when a woman's fed up, like that song.
That's an R. Kelly song, so that's probably frowned upon.
But the lyrics are true. He should know. We will put up a lot with a lot, and we will take a lot. But that breaking point, it's almost like...
There's always a breaking point.
Yeah, you just can't come back from it. No matter even if you willingly want to. It's like your brain, your spirit, everything in you, it just is like, that's a wrap.
Okay, well, thank you.
Any other people, you know, out there that
it would be great if someone was going to weigh in, if someone else has, like, an opposing view, or they agree or disagree, or Friday Coffee.
All of our warriors are not on today. Like, where's the Kiras and the Karens and, you know, the ones that will fight the power? You know,
because anyway. This is a very unique situation, so I don't know if anyone's gonna like blatantly say I agree or disagree. It's one of those, it really is up to the individual.
Well, and on top of that, there's questions, like there's missing pieces.
I don't even know. Yeah. You don't know. We're getting like a summary kind of what happened. But there was no physical meeting, put it that way. It was all communication through text.
And?
What? Like, so they didn't meet up.
I got that. But because they didn't meet up, is that why he's feeling as though it wasn't that bad?
No, the question is that infidelity? That's what he wanted to know. Like, because his fiance is viewing it as infidelity.
Is it infidelity? To yes or no to you?
Huh?
Answer it. What's yes or no? Vanilla chocolate shoes.
Oh, what's the topic? Alan, the topic is... What did you say?
Pick the answer.
Huh?
I can't stand you right now.
The topic is... A person wrote in, wants to be anonymous. His fiance found a chat message between a female friend and him, where the female friend referred to his fiance as it. And he didn't correct her, or he didn't defend her. And his fiance is viewing this as infidelity.
And do you view it as infidelity? Karen?
Like, with that exact thing, no. But I don't know what else was discussed. If that was the whole topic, no, I don't.
So do you feel as though...
I feel like, yes, it was, and he already agrees, it was inappropriate to allow somebody to speak to you about your significant other like that. Without correcting. Like, yeah, there's a line where you say, hey, even though we're not getting along.
You can't talk about it like that.
Don't call her that. But other than that, I don't think it's infidelity, but I would have to see.
Really,
the context. And I'm being honest. If it were me, I would be like, well, even if it was just that, I'd be like, there has to be more. There has to be more where, why is this person comfortable? And why would she? If she's just your friend, why would she be calling her that? Like, what's behind that? Because as a friend, even if somebody was talking about their girlfriend or whatever, you wouldn't say, well, it, you know? Like, why would you just... The inference can be made if that is... No, he can be accused of being insensitive. Yes, that's right. You can tell we're related. That's too kind sometimes. But yeah, I agree. So Alan basically said, the inference can be made that yes, okay, is this... But, you know, he was just insensitive. That is insensitive. You are still saying it's a deal breaker.
For me, it would be.
So you would just walk away.
Again, I don't know the details, but I know that there would, my wrath would come out. There would be hell to pay for that.
What's your wrath?
Well, fortunately, that's never happened to me where, you know, my significant other was not in his right mind enough to do something
Why
like that.
Are you...
I'm just thinking of policies, like you said, on Facebook. I didn't want to be banned. But what I was really going to say, we all make mistakes, like you said. I get it. Okay,
we all make
we're
mistakes.
Human.
And
okay.
Remember, he wasn't caught saying that about his fiance.
So he says, again... Oh, this woman.
He wouldn't... Okay, what would be his goal of telling us a story that he can't use
you didn't
in
see
his
the,
defense?
But this is the thing. You didn't see the screenshot, so we're only assuming. He only gave you a snippet of why or what was said. He gave you a one-liner.
I said, what was the word? I said, do you have the messages? No, because this was 2 years ago. I said, okay, so what was the worst thing that was said, because I can't make a summary or an opinion on something that I'm getting like very little information. And he said the worst thing that was said was that.
I don't know, there's so many layers. would I walk away?
Yeah, okay, tough guy, would you?
No, it's not about tough guy, but I take disrespect very, very highly. Like that's oof, that's...
Are you okay?
No.
You okay?
Like, I'm hot, like, thinking about that. Just, like, yo, I don't even know how I would... Yeah, like, that's...
Calm down.
It's so disrespectful. And who is this woman? Like...
You want to fight the woman for
No, but, for well, her? First of all, who are you to even comment on me? Like, listen, we're getting on.
I would need
I can't.
To see a picture of this woman.
Like...
And you are...
And I think it would... it's just the lack of his action... It's like almost like omission. Like it's. Like,
I know, but okay. And then we have to put it in the context. They were having problems.
I don't care.
I get it.
I don't care. Every relationship has problems. So what does that mean? Every time we have an argument, you're gonna let me know. Listen. Deal breaker for me. Sorry, that's my stance. I apologize if this is not really what you wanted to hear, but. You know, as a woman...
I would need more information.
We all do. But from what was given, I just feel like you really breached her trust. And it was, you know, disrespectful on many levels to even... What did he say?
Alan is saying, which is true. Oh gosh, why can't I see more?
We all get angry announcements in the heat of the moment. Screenshots and social media populist commentary has made, see more. We can't see more. Made this life difficult. We are all under a microscope and have to be so guarded. Yeah, but you have no business calling your fiance it or letting anybody else disrespect the person you love. So I guess if that wasn't happening, there would be no problem. So it's not a matter of not having conversations outside of your relationship. You're allowed to have friends. You're allowed to have relations in terms of interactions and stuff like that, as long as it's respectful and no one's crossing boundaries. Like, okay, that's how I feel.
Suggestions on how to fix. Because he's saying it's okay that you're...
But you've got the same stance as me.
No, I do. Why? But I would still need more information.
We both do.
Okay. What suggestions? We get...
Give her time. Give her space.
I agree with that.
And show her that you're truly sorry. It's not enough just to apologize and expect her to just get over it. You've got to show that your actions, like, are full of intention.
I would probably get the girl to be saying something too.
Oh, you're going to force the girl to apologize?
That's not what I said.
How are you going to do that?
I'm not sure. But I would want to be at ease with that.
I wouldn't give a two poos. What the girl had to say, didn't say, whatever. Her opinion means nothing to me, would not be relevant. It's all about, my relationship is with him. It would be with him.
He doesn't speak to her, so he can't get.
So why doesn't he speak to her?
He doesn't speak to the friend.
Why?
I'm sure, really, why?
Yes. Why? So how did he finish that conversation or that interaction with the girlfriend? Was it by saying, listen, I got caught and my wife needs to, or my fiance is...
Got caught what?
With these messages.
I guess he must have said she saw what you know. So she probably just stopped speaking to her. Like, what, are you going to keep going?
You'd be surprised. Some guys have no shame.
Well, pretty sure he does, so.
Perfect. But again, what did he show his fiance in terms of...
Maybe that's what he showed his fiance. I'm not going to speak to her. You're absolutely right. I apologize. That was inappropriate. We're not friends anymore. Suggestions to fix. Time and space.
You've got to date her again. You've got to show her that you're truly sorry by action, not by words. Words don't mean jack. It's all about the action. It's about matching your action to the things that you're saying to her.
Consistent effort.
Always consistent. Yes. Effort. Consistency. For the ones in the back that don't hear, consistency is key.
Not the, you're great for 3 weeks, and then we go back to our regular schedule program.
Yeah. No. It's got
to
be
It has to be consistent.
And she's got to know, and she has to believe that that trust has been built up again, so that she's not constantly worrying about should the next argument happen, you're in somebody else's DMs. Keeping it real, son. All right. Are there any questions? No, that's great.
We ran on because we're supposed to be 22 minutes and now it's almost 40.
Why 22?
I don't know. This hour has 22 minutes. It's just this thing. People lose interest. You just said... Unless it's juicy.
Well,
was
I
this
know.
Juicy?
I'm all about 10 minutes. Let's keep it like 10 to 15 max. Okay. Because after a while, it's like...
But then it's harder because we're answering a question.
Right. Yeah,
and
we don't have all
there's
the
There's a dialogue. Okay.
And I'm sorry, person, if I said anything that you didn't want to hear.
No, he said it's okay. It's all good. He said, tell your cousin it's all good. It's all good.
I wish I could have given you more of the pro guy, but no, not in this situation. Yeah, it sucks. Good luck, though. And, again, solutions.
Keep us posted.
Suggestions would be just date her again. Give her time, give her space, and respect what she says. If she says, bro, I don't want to see you today, don't show up.
He lives with her.
Oh, God.
Why? Like, calm down.
Does he really?
Yes.
Oh. See, we're going to go into an hour now. Oh, man. Is the house big? Shoot. Sorry, ma'am.
Give her time and space. Just put a scaffold divider.
Hold on, you knew they lived together?
Yeah.
Oh, shame. So,
That's why I said when you were like, oh, just walk away and whatever. And I'm like, well, how? Like, there's...
Oh, that's hard.
Kids and a house involved.
How many kids?
Two.
Lord have mercy. I'm sorry, person.
Person. Person. Guy.
I didn't know all of that. But even knowing that still, it doesn't really change what is about the situation. It's more like you have to develop a friendship again and trust again. It's trust is big for women. So, you know, just be her friend and show her, listen, I am really sorry. I'm gonna show you I'm sorry. And don't rush anything. If she says she wants space, give her some as much as you can.
I'll be on that side of
the house. You know, take the kids, you know, help her out, do things and show her that.
He's starting a job that has 12-hour shifts, so that's plenty space.
Oh, that's hard.
But
anyway, just the scenario. I didn't realize all of that.
With this job, it'll probably give her time and space.
And yeah, I mean, we can keep going. I was going to say maybe you want to look into getting another location in the meantime just to breathe out, you know? Sometimes when you're in it, it's so toxic. It's so hard to breathe, you know? Sometimes you need that fresh air to just... absence, man. I'm telling you. But hey, that's a whole different podcast.
Okay, right.
Thank you. Good luck, person.
Good luck. I hope that helped. I don't know.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough situation, but, you know, anything's possible.
Miracles happen every day.
Love always wins.
Not according to you. You said trust was...
Trust is everything, but I mean, you know, if you guys have a love for each other, which you should because you have kids and you live together and you guys had a love together at some point to start all that, then anything's possible, you know? Anything really is. You just got to work at it. So, on that note, you guys be...
He said you need a drink after this.
I really do. I need several. Because every time you look at your phone, there's more details. And I'm like, oh, Lord, oh, gosh. Lord have mercy.
It's like, what?
Next time, viewers, if you guys want us to answer something, give us the full resume of what we're dealing with so we don't have to keep checking in and, you know, trying to wait for replies and stuff because then it gets long.
He said it was very helpful.
I'm glad and I wish you the best of luck.
That's a thumbs up.
Wish you the best of luck and all the best to your children and your family and your situation and your fiance. On that note, thank you all for tuning in. Leave a comment. If you guys share a different of opinion or a difference of opinion and help this viewer out so that, you know.
Yeah, if you have some suggestions.
Or different perspective.
Share. Put it in. Comment. Help them out.
Have a great week, y'all. We'll see you next time. Bye.